samachem and aleph. To that, elim kain also chutzalok ir kadosha. So we say we have to have an exception, an area which is not included in the city. And Yehuda says it has to be like the ir kadosha. So Tanya, Omer Yehuda ir achas hoyisa b'Yehuda. There was a city in the territory of Yehuda. The Chadosha Shmo, the name of the city was Chadosha. It's actually a pasuk which is it's mentioned in Sefer Yeshua. It was a city named Chadosha. That was the name of the city. Chadosha Shmo. There were 50 dwellers, anoshim atat. That was not. There wasn't 50 households. I want to correct. I said the Mishnah said 50 households. It was 50 dwellers total. Okay, men, women, and children. Chachamim would use that as their calculation of the amount which you have to leave as an exception. That's the amount which is considered a valid shear, which is the idea of leaving something over. Okay, so you boil the hoot, and where's the following question? Chadosha Mahu, the city of Chadosha itself, what size shear would it have to leave? Since its whole city is 50 people, what size shear would it have to leave? Now, there's two things you have to explain in the question. The Mor is going to ask one of them, but there's a second one you have to explain also. Let's see the Mor's question. Mor says, Chadosha, Kehecha de'ihi havi shear l'gdoilo, dela nami havi shear l'ktano. If you have the big city and the little city next to it, the same way the little city is separate from the big city, the big city is separate from the little city. So they're separate from each other. So you don't need to leave a shear in the little city itself. They're adjacent enough that we consider them one big unit to allow that this can be the shear of this, so then this is the shear of that. So Morris says, so what do you mean to ask? And Morris says, the city of the size of Chadosha, but not in... Not in proximity of another city. Now, what's the problem with that? The case of according to Rashi's pshat in the definition of a ir shel rabim, you only have to leave a shear by ir shel rabim. The city which only has 50 people is not an ir shel rabim, by definition. Right. So, what's the question? So, the question has to be in a case. The Mishnah said if you had an ir shel rabim, venasis shel yochid, you still need to leave a shear. So, the city had a really major downsizing, right? So now it's down to 50 people, but there's only 50 people left out of the 600,000 people used to be there, right? Beneath a shear, because the Irsharam, so, or do you say, if the whole definition of a shear is 50 people, and only has 50 people, it's not shy of the concept of a shear anymore. Okay. So Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Chadam Reboi Shear, Chadam Reboi Shear. So one says that once it hits that number, it doesn't need a shear anymore. One says it does. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Gimel Chatzeris. He says that the shear is three chatzeris of two houses in each chotzer. Omer Chama Bar Gurya, Omer Rav Halacha Rabbi Shimon. We have this before that we quoted that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon in this case, which is the Mor said before in Memvov that the general rule in Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. This is an exception that we over here we pass in like Reb Shimon, not like Reb Yehuda. Now the more brings Reb Yitzchak Omar, Reb Yitzchak who was an Amora, says the filo bias echod b'chotzer achas, one house and one chotzer. So it sounds like you have one house and you have one chotzer which has no houses. The more says chotzer achas, what is that about? Well, ema bias echod b'chotzer achas, one house and one chotzer. Okay, since Rabbi Yosef said, so I'm going to buy Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi asked Rabbi Yosef, so how Rabbi Yitzchok? So we have the Mishnah of Yehuda says 50. We have Rabbi Shimon saying three chateres of two houses apiece. So that those are known opinions of Tanoim. Here we have Rabbi Yitzchok coming along and saying a new opinion of one house and one chatzer. He's an Amara, he can't argue. So what is he saying? Is Gemara, he's saying that he has a Masara, that there's another opinion. And that's what he's saying. Or is he saying that now what Tessa learns the Morris Kasha is he can't argue in Svora on the Tanoi. He's saying that I would have said in Svora that this is the amount which would have been necessary, but obviously I'm wrong. That's the Tosis, the bottom Tosis, the Tosis Ibn Askel Gemara explains the Gemara's question. So that was he saying halacha l'maisa, this is true because there is such an opinion, and he had a maserv, there was such an opinion. Or was he saying that this will be the logic? Amalei may nafkalon mino. So Rabbi Yosef said back to Abai, what difference does it make? We don't paskin like Rabbi Yosef anyway. So Abaye said back to Rabbi Yosef. So Gemara, Zemur to Tehei. Is there, when we're learning a Gemara, it should just be like a song. I mean, I want to understand what happened, what it's saying. You know, even though you're right, there's no practical difference in the halachic element because we don't pass on like Rabbi Yisroel. But I would like to understand what Rabbi Yisroel was saying. That's a valid request. We had this Gemara, Zemur to Tehei. We had this in Sanhedrin also. And that was, we had it in Shabbos. Yeah, we had it in Sanhedrin also. Okay, Zok Rashi. The fifth wide line of the Rashi's. The first Rashi. Boshir Chachamim, this city, Chadasha, Chazal used it to estimate Shiure Ayoris. So they're Meshayer Shiure. With an iron, it means to calculate, and shear without an iron means to leave over. The leftover cities, the cities which are the exception. So this city of Chadasha was the shear for a larger city near, adjacent. What about the city of Chadasha? The city of Chadasha, be of the whole city, below shear, without any shear. So where it says, what do you mean? If you have the two cities next to each other, so this is the shear of that, and that is, this is the shear of that. Each one is the shear for each other. So it means Kain Chadash. Yerkatana Acheris Shalnunda Yurim. There's a different city which has only 50 people. Ve'enas Mukhulag Dalin. It's not next to a larger one. So what? How does it get its shear? So the Morris said, the Rebbe said, one house and one chotzer. Chotzer echad tzachot. I took chotzer b'lo bayis mi habidira. A house without a, it sounds like just a chotzer without any house. Where it means no bayis echad b'chotzer echas. Chotzer bayis echad sagel yashir. If you have a chotzer with one house in it, that's enough, Rebbe says, to be a shir. Okay. Now, we're going to go back to the lochas of Eruv, of Tchumen. So we had this interlude over here of some halachas of Ruvah Chatzeris, etc. I told you I don't know why it's, this Mishnah was here. But now we're going to go back to the halachas of Tchum. Mishoi b'Mizrach, this person was in the east of, let's say for argument's sake right now, of his home. We're going to discuss what, the east of what. He was in the east of his home. Vamar livnoi arev li b'ma'ara. I want you to go make an area for me on the west side of my house. Or b'ma'ara, he was in the west. Vamar livnoi arev li b'mitzrach. And he told his son, go make an area for me in the east. Now, im yesh haymenu l'beisa, so where he's standing from there to his home, or the safe argument, like this enclosed city, Apayim Amo, there's a distance of an allowed distance of 2,000 amos. Ule Ruva Yoser Mikan, but the Erev is further away, so there's no way for him to at the beginning of Shabbos walk from where he is to his Erev. So his Erev is not effective. You can't make an Erev that you can't reach. It doesn't work for you. But to his house, it is accessible. So the law has mutter the base of Osir Leruve. He's allowed to go to his home. His home becomes his Erev. And he's also to go to his Erev. Rashi will deal with We had this day before that the person ends up with nothing. He says, here I don't want to be. The fellow said, here I don't want to be. I want to be there where my Erev is, which is too far away. So she ends up with nothing. The Bible here is against bias. So that's Rashi's kasha. We'll see in Rashi. Let's say, if the opposite is true, that the Erev is accessible, but the house is further away, so then he can't go to his home, but he could go to his Erev. So just now, the Mishnah gave it two extremes. In a case where it's within 2,000 amos to the bayis, and it's more than 2,000 amos to the Erev, or if it's a case where it's 2,000 amos to the Erev and more than 2,000 amos to the bayis. What about within 2,000 amos for both? So over there also, right, the answer is you said you wanted an Erev, so you get an Erev. So the Mishnah says over here in this case, the loch is also the base of Mutale Ruvai. Well, that would be true if they'd be equidistant also. Why do you think of a case where the distance to the bias is too far? So Erechanami, the Bishonim said that Erechanami, the point was just contrasting to the first case, really that this case would have been true had they been equidistant. But you said you want your Erev, you get an Erev. Right, so you're now Mutale the base, so Mutale Ruvai, and you don't use your bias anymore as your Erev, as your Makam Shvisa.
Good morning,
Rabbi. One second. See, I can't hear. Yes.
Basically, the case we have, you've displaced the person. The case, he's displaced his personal tachon.
Correct. By making an Erev, right.
Thank you.
Okay, and Noshin Eseruvai, new case, Bibur Shal Ir, Loyosavalukum. A person decides he wants to make a Ruvit Chumen, he doesn't really need so much distance. So he puts it outside of the city within the 70 Amis. There's a bias there which extends the city. He puts it there before the 70 Amos, so nothing changed. He's still having shvisa in the city. So lo yosev lo klum. He didn't do anything at all. So he put it beyond the boundary. Now Rashi's going to say we have the most explained that over here the boundary over here tchum is just a very not fair word. Over here the word tchum means ibur shalir. Doesn't mean 2,000 amos. It doesn't mean 2,000 amos. It means the 70 amos. So he puts it beyond the 70 amos. So that's the end of the city. And by that being the end of the city, so he's moved the shvisa over. So I feel like because even if it's one amos, masha shenisker hu mafsin. So whatever he gained on this side, he lost on the other side. Okay, let's see Rashi. He's in the field, and that's where Shabbos took effect on him. He was out in the field at the beginning of Shabbos. He told his son earlier, go to the west and make an Erev over there. And from there to his home is 2,000 Amos, and to his Erev is more than 2,000 Amos. So he made the Erev on the other side of the house. So here's the house, here he is, and his son went all the way to the other side and put it over there. So we say the loch is mutter the besoy, v'asir le ruvoy, mutter the besoy, l'din besoy, which means it's not just that he's allowed to go to his house, is that the bias becomes his makam shvisa, which means din besoy, klomer, lima shvisasu mi besoy kilo lo irv, it's like nothing happened, his bias now becomes his shvisa. But also the ruvai, the dinner ruvai, which means he can't use the erev as his makam. She salim the shvisasim eruvai. The kibbutz the kiddush alava yoyim racham eruvai yosim ha'payim. Since the beginning of Shabbos, the place that he claims they have shvisa and where he is not accessible because it's more than 2,000 amos from where he is to where the erev is. So nitzushen yochal lahalach, but literally he can't go to where his erev is.
The shvisa became the bayis.
Well, we're contrasting. Since he can't reach his Erev can't be his Shrisa. Because the idea of Shrisa, that's your place where you eat. So the person's das is where you want to eat. If I can't reach it, that's can't be hold my place. So since the Erev doesn't work, so the Shrisa is back home. Because he was within access to his home. Even though we had before in the end of the last parak, the word Shelly means the end of the imuk muslay beidach gisa the ilon. If he put it, the case was he was traveling, and Chazal gave a heter making this distance. Erev, normally we know the Erev either can be your home or by putting down bread. When they're traveling, we had a third option. The person can make it Erev Raghav, just say, I want to be my Shisa where I stand. Then they took it a step further and they said, you can even do a distance Erev. I would like it to be there in that spot in the distance, as long as it's a specific spot and he can reach it. The 2,000 Amos or less from where he is to that point, that's a valid Shisa. So the case was that if he pointed, said, I want to be having Shisa under that tree, and that tree was 2,000 amas away, and it's a very large tree. I'm not sure where he meant under the tree. He might have meant the further side of the tree, which is beyond 2,000 amas. Then he ends up with no Erev, because he made his Erev beyond what's accessible. The imukos they beidach gisadil. If you put on the other side of the tree, it's going to be no good. Alma Omer Shisasi Rachik Me'alpayim. So the halacha was Reza Lo Yosis Min Kaimai. If I says my Shisa wants to be beyond 2,000, I don't get Shisa there. I said I don't want Shisa here, so you can't move. So why can he go to his house? Why is his house his Shisa? So Rashi answered like this: Hani Mili. A person is traveling, the kiman the mamak plenty. The place that he expressed his desire that he would like to have his shisa will not work because the rachik me'apayim have it's beyond 2,000 amos. And the mamakim ragla where he's standing, he doesn't want to be traveling. The so ain't no shisa klal. He ends up with nothing. The fichol yosus mimkami can't move. But in case your person's at home, person's at home and he sends out an Erev beyond, too far away from the city. So look, that's Erev is not effective and he remains at his home. Because obviously his point is, I'd rather be there, but if I'm not there, I want to be here. There's a very specific, the person wants the Erev to take the place of his city, excuse me, or of his home. And if it can't take the place, so then he has a place. Because we assume there's an assumption he wanted his bias to be the backup. When the Erev is not valid, because not perik with Homa Arvin. So the person went to put his Erev all the way right by the edge of the tchum, and then it rolled away beyond the tchum. We're not sure if that happened before Shabbos started, and therefore it comes out that this Erev was too far away. Or it happened after Shabbos, and therefore it's effective. So the Mishnah says the loch is it's chamar gamal. Chamar gamal means that he's being schlepped in two directions, and he loses everything in the outside. So he only can walk in the Venn diagram, the area in the middle, which overlaps. But it means what's the point? If it went, if before Shabbos started, it was too far away, we say his shvisa is at home. If before Shabbos it wasn't too far away, we say his shvisa is there. So if shvisa is there, he can go all the way over here, but he can't go here. If shvisa is here, he can go here, but he can't go there. So he can go in between. But you see, in a case where it rolled too far away, you don't say, listen, he said he wants to be there. Okay, good. So there's all, it doesn't want to be here. There he can't be because it's too far away. So he ends up with nothing. We don't say that. We say it's Chamar Gamal, which means he gets the middle area. So what do you see? Well, Katani, Lo Yosuz Mim Kaima, it doesn't say don't move at all. Shemina Minodim, Eno Erev Yeshua Shisa Bebesa. So we see in general, when the choice is house versus something else, the house is always the default. So if the Erev is not effective, the house becomes a default. So it's the same thing over here. Let's say the other way around. When the Erev is closer and the house is further away, so we say that his shvisa is based on the Erev and Oshul Beisa, which means within Beisa, which means Limnos Mi Beisa Paim L'Chomruch. He doesn't get the right to measure 2,000 Amos from his home in all directions, because that's supplanted by the Erev. If you have a house within the 70 amas of the end of the city, and you put the Erev in that house, doesn't work, didn't do anything. The city is always counted like just 4 amas. So the Yibur is part of the city. So this whole thing is 4 amas, and now he's here. He can go 2,000 amas here, 2,000 amas here. And when he was home in his house, he can go 2,000 amas and 2,000 amas. The exact same, nothing changed. So he didn't, putting it in the Ibur Shalir did not change his status at all.
Can we consider the year as 2,000 amas or as 4 amas? If he's out in the field, does he get 4 amot around himself and then 2,000 more?
Well, we said before that it's a machlokes. The simple assumption is he doesn't get 4 amos. But on the other hand, when he gets to the end, anyway, the sheet holds you get 4 amos, so it would be the equivalent.
Well, it'd be 4 in each direction.
Well,
4 in each direction, what?
When you get to the end.
Well, 4 of them are not. That was the plugs we had before, whether who beemsa or not.
So 2 in
each direction. Says you only get 2 in each direction.
2 in each direction, okay.
Basically, you get 4,000 and 4 amot circular.
You get 4,000 and 4 amos. Well, because there's an opinion that says when you get to the end, you still get another 2 amos.
Really, the ride that Rashi brings, the Gabi's Gadol puts the Tum, and it says Lo Yazim Kama.
It doesn't say Lo Yazim.
The Nafkamina there is that he's at his house, so that could be a good default. But when he's in the Mizrach, who says that? Because it's within his tum, but the raya there seems to be not.
Okay, you're right. It's not a perfect raya. It's a good point. It's not a perfect raya. The point is, we see that it's opposed to the other cases where we say there's an assumption when a person declares, "I want the Erev," and it doesn't work. He ends up with nothing. We say over here there's a default. So the Rashi is saying that the pshat in the mission over here also is the mission mechadish to me. Even if you're not in your house, but the house is accessible, that'll still be your default. It's not a perfect right. You're right, but it's an explanation for the din of the mission. Means it was beyond the ibur shel. Not tum here, meaning not 2,000 amos, but meaning that the boundary of the city, which means the ibur shelir. So Masha nisker the ruach zeh nisker the ruach shekonegdo. So now there's a shift. He gains more in this direction, but he loses in that direction. Shere mona mina erev apayim l'charuch. He measures from the erev of 2,000 in each direction. In Nosis b'sef elef l'misa. That's for example. He moved it 1,000 amas away from the city towards the east. This is shekalos apayim shel mizrach b'sef gimel alafim l'ir. So it comes out. He can now travel a total of 3,000 amas away from the city. When he's taker elef, he gained 1,000 amas towards the mizrach. But however, apayim shel mariv. But now the 2,000 amas towards the west, which he used to have, he doesn't have anymore. Well, he has 1,000 to the west. If he loses 1,000, so what's the kiddush of the Mishnah? Yeah, that's the din. You shifted, obviously. Kamashul. The point of the Mishnah was the ein ha'ir oilo loy min acheshbon apayim shomariv elakula kedalad amas. Or we could argue like this. When you're in the city, you're in the city. You say you don't want to be in the city, you want to be here. Good, so this is your place. So measure 2,000 amas from here and stop in the middle of the city. No, the city counts as dalad amas. So Meila, I can go from here 1,000 amas to the city. The city is nothing, and 1,000 amas beyond the city. All right. Now the war is going to challenge that. All right? That, because... But for now, it's saying the city doesn't count. So kedalad amas, some of the ritual says kedalad amas, it means not even kedalad amas. It has. But some of them, that's your place. It means it's like nothing. Okay. So now the Mor is going to just deal with a technical issue in the first case of the Mishnah. So, the first case of the Mishnah was that he sent his son to make an erev to the other side of his home. And it says, so if he's closer to his home, within 2,000 to his home and beyond 2,000 to his Erev, the Erev is not affected. Good. And if he's in 2,000 amas to his Erev and not to his home, then the Erev is affected, not the home. How does that happen physically? If he's here, home is here, and the Erev is there, he says, it's within 2,000 amas to the Erev, but not to the home. The words don't make any sense. Physically, not possible. Because what I took. The Mizrach means the Mizrach Beis, the Marav means the Marav Beis. We're discussing east and west of the home. Speaking of the first, I understand. It's very possible we have a case where it's within 2,000 amas to the home, and the Erev is beyond that. The Motel the Beis, it's possible the Motel the Beis or the Motel Eruva. He can reach his home, not his Erev. Ella, but the case of Haimenu Leiruva El Paimam Ulebeso Yotzim Mikan Hechemishkachas Law. How is that possible? Physically possible. Okay, so that's the Mora's kash. So Amar Yitzchok. So Yitzchok gives one teretz. Mi Savarta, do you think the Mizrach means the Mizrach Beisoy, Lamar means the Mar Beisoy? No, that's upshot. The Mizrach means the Mizrach Benoy. Lamar means Lamar of Benoy. We're not discussing so we have the father, we have the son, and we're not telling you where the bias is. The bias could be wherever. So he sent his son so what would the case of the Mishnah be? So he said, he's with Mizrach, and he's east of his son. He tells his son, go make an Eruv to the west where you are, or vice versa. So if that what the son does is the bias is closer, so the bias wins. If that's beyond 2,000 amas, the bias wins. And that's not, the Erev wins. It's not discussing, we should give you no inclination where the bias is vis-a-vis this relationship. Okay, that's one terrence. Rabbi Bashilo Amar Filo Tema Lemizor Beisa Lomar Lomar Beisa. No, we can, our original assumption is correct. That the Mizrach and Marav are referring to the home. It's possible. So if you look at the picture of the Rashi, So you have a picture of Mizrach and Maariv, and the case of the picture in Rashi, he's standing, Makomo, which he's standing in the Maariv, and he puts the Erev east of the city, east of his house. But because this, the house is not between him and the Erev, the house is moved, shifted over to the left, it's possible with a diagonal that it might be more than 2,000 amas from him to the home, but it's 2,000 amas or less from him to the Erev, even though the Erev is quote unquote further away than the house. The Erev is more to the east than the house is.
Does it mean 2,000 or 2,880? You know, do we square off for it?
No, we don't square off, because they only square off a city. You don't square off a Malkum or a Bayit. Okay. Zechra Ashi. The Mizra Besoy. Varma Livnoy, La'arv Libi Mara Besoy. Go to the west of my home and make an air of there. Nimso Shebesoy Oymid comes out to the house is Benoy. The Vein Eruva is between him and his Erev. Vehechim Tony, so then it's how is it possible that Umimeno Eruva Alpayim, well, the base of Yosemikan, that from where he is to the Erev is 2,000, and from where he is to that bias is more than 2,000. How is that possible? Avadi Eruva, Mark, the Erev is further away than the house. The mot of the base. So the first case, I understand. Shayochol elach the base below eruv. Avle ruve lo have moti, but it's less than 2,000 to the home. It's more than 2,000. It's more than 2,000 to the eruv. And that case, I understand. But what's the other case? The Moran says belach sarna. Benoy levein eruvoi. The space to him in the Erev is Moshe Eruva Lamar of Yosemi Beisoy. The house is the example. The Rashi gives the exact opposite of the picture, that the Erev is more to the west than the house is. Balbekein Pomish Alachs and Rav Arei Beisoy Rochel Mimeno Yosemi Eruva. But to the where he is to the house to the diagonal, that might be greater than the distance to the Erev. This is the same picture, just switch the Maariv and the Mizrach. Put Maariv on top of Mizrach on bottom, be the same picture. I don't know why they didn't stem the picture with Rashi. Okay. So the more nursing room with Ibur Shalir, so Lashon Luklum. He puts it Chutz L'Tchum, so whatever he gains on one side, he loses on the other side. The more says Chutz L'Tchum, so that Tchum means the 2,000 Amas. If it's beyond 2,000 Amas, it's not accessible, it's not a good Erev. Over here, the word tchum means chutzli ibur shalir. Mashen isker who mafs it. So what he gains is on one side, he loses on the other side. So now, so that means mashen. So we're saying that the loss is perfectly equivalent to the gain, which means we ignore the city, right? The city doesn't count for any distance, because if we say the city counts for distance, so when you're in the city is your dalad amas, and the tchum starts beyond the city. But now you've decided you don't want to be in the city; you want to be 1,000 amas to the east of the city. So you gain 2,000 amas this way, or 1,000 amas this way. But now you count 2,000 amas from here, which would move you through the city as part of your 2,000 amas. So you lose more than 2,000 amas on
2,000 plus the city.
If you gained 1,000 this way, you lose more than 1,000 that way. That's the Moriz Kash. Because before you could walk the whole city plus 2,000 amas to the west and 2,000 amas to the east. Now you can go 3,000 amas to the east. You gain 1,000 amas to the east, but if the city is counted for your measure, you count from where you are through the city and another 50 amas after the end of the city, and that's your 2,000 amas. So you didn't lose 1,000 amas to the west. You lost 1,900 amas to the west, depending how large the city is. So, Masha Nisker Vesuloi, you're only losing what you gained. Vatanya Noisen Esiruba Besoich Ibur Shalir. Bryson says, if you put up Ibur Shalir, Leosav Leklum. That's fine. So you put it beyond the Ibur Shalir, one Amma. So the loch is, you gain one Amma, so you move the beyond the Ibur Shalir, one Amma to the east, you now gain, you can go another Amma, you can go 2,001 Amma. Great. But what do you lose? The Maaf says, Kol Yir Kula, you lose the whole city. The city now is measured as part of your tchum, as opposed to when your shoyv is in the city, you get the whole city for free. But over here, you don't get the city for free anymore. So you lose 2,000. You start measuring from that one amma, 2,000 ammas walking through the city, and that's all part of what you lose. Some more answers like Kasha. Kasha calls to midosu bechatzi ear. Kasha calls to midosu b'seifu ear. See, here's, if the city is very large and to walk through the city is more than 2,000 amas, or from where you are it's more than 2,000 amas in the city, so then if he ends up 2,000 amas in the middle of the city, he stops there. But however, if his 2,000 amas where he is reaches the end of the city or beyond, so it means he could still walk even beyond to the end of the city, even though he changed, then the city only counts like Dalai Lama's. Okay? So you make some type of a sort of a niv, right? Rabidi, Dom Rabidi, Om Rabishu, and Rabidi said this halacha, the name of Rabishu ben Levi. Hayim Moedid Uba, person's measuring. We call some Midosa Bechatzi here, and the measurement ended halfway through the city. In a lechatzi year, so that's as far as he gets to go. Kosev v'dosa b'sofa year. If, however, the measure, the calculation, reached the end of the city, then nasalo ha'ir kula kedal adamas and mashlimin loy es hashar. Then okay, so then it's, since it's within your tchum, then we just ignore it as if it only dal adamas, and then you can go beyond that. So the case of the Mishnah was a case where the city was small. And therefore, he's going to travel through the whole city, placing his heir to the Mizrach, doesn't prevent him from traveling through the whole city with his new Erev, with his new Tchum. And now we can go beyond the city as much as he gets. Also, so then the only issue is he gained 1,000 here, he loses 1,000 there. So he'll go from where he is through the whole city, which, let's say for argument's sake, the city is 500 amas wide. So travel 1,000 amas from the Erev to the city, 500 through the city, and then another 1,000 beyond the city. Okay. So that's what Rav Edi quoted Rav Yishuv ben Levi is saying. Om Rav Edi, Rav Edi's personal response is, Ain Eloh El Divinavius, but there's no logic. But there's no source for this. There's no logic behind this. It's just like a prophecy. Mali Kolsa Bechatzir, Mali Kolsa Besayfir. Why should make a difference? Amarava says, I don't understand what your kasha is. It's a Mishnah. Tavayu Tanoni. Both these halachas are preferish in a Mishnah. So it wasn't the Rishu and Levi made up something on his own. It's a fair Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? So the Mishnah is with upcoming attractions. We have two cities, one next to the other, in Ir Gadol and Ir Katana. So Locha is, so for argument's sake, the assumption is that the Ir Katana is less than 2,000 amas. So the people in the Ir Gadol can walk out of their city to the Ir Katana, through the Ir Katana, and continue on. People in the Ir Katana can walk from the Ir Katana into the Ir Gadol and stop in the middle. That's the Mishnah says. Ashi Ir Gadol, Mahalchim is called Ir Katana. Ben Ashi Ir Katana, Mahalchim is called Ir Gadol. Right? Now, but according to your question, what's the difference? If you say cities count like Dalai Lama's, so once I start walking into the city, the whole city is Dalai Lama's, so now your Katana is able to walk through the whole Ir Gadol and beyond. So, my time, What's the pshat? Lav isn't it because Mishum Dahani calls him Midosim Chatzi here. Mani calls him Midosim Besayfer here. Okay. So the Mora says that. So that's Rava's question to Rav Edi. I said, I don't understand what are you getting so upset about? Rav Yeshua has been like, he did. It's a fair Shemishna. So more answers. Rav Edi, Anshe Tani, Umukim Lo Ben Noisin. The case over there wasn't a case that you're saying. The Anshe Ir Gedola were being Shavus in the Ir Gedola. And the question is, how far can they travel? They're measuring their tum going through the Ir Katana, or vice versa. The case was, the Anshe Ir Gedola placed their Erev in. They placed their Erev in the Ir Katana. That's it, right. So he says. See, he has the girsa of Anshi Anshi, which means he has Anshi Gedola, Mahalchim is called Yerkatana. Anshi Katana, Mahalchim is called Yerkatana. That's what he has, the girsa. They could, the Anshi Anshi, both Anshis are the same. And the case wasn't measuring, because then it's a fair submission against Rishu Ben Levi, but then he should have asked his submission against him. The case was discussing the loch. If you moved your Erev to the other city, what's the loch? So the loch is the works. So it's not discussing the din of measuring at all, it's discussing the law of Noisein. If you put your Erev there, what happens? Okay, the more is going to then challenge that, but let's see Rashi. You gain one amma. L'ruach ha'iruv, you gain one amma towards the direction where you made the eruv. Hifsid mitas kol ha'ir, l'ruach shekinet, but you lose the whole city, the measure of the whole city, the other direction. Sheker sheyimdo et alpayim eruv, when you start measuring 2,000 ammas from the eruv, l'tzad ha'ir, towards the city, tell lo mitas ha'ir, mina cheshbon, whatever size the city is part of the measure now, which it wasn't before. So more answers. If it was a large city, or alternatively, he moved there very far away from the city, so counting 2,000 amas might end up in the middle of the city. The whole city is not contained within the 2,000 anymore. Then Talo Ir Mina Cheshbon, that's the Braisa. So then the city now is part of the 2,000 amas. And you lose whatever everything beyond that. But if, however, the whole city was yes included in the 2,000, so then how about the Kulak Arbamas? Then the whole city counts as only Arbamas. The case of the person made his shmisa chutzliyir, but lohoya yudei shiyesh yir samach. He didn't know there was a city nearby. He didn't know the city was there, and say, "I want to make my shmisa in the city," which would have been allowed. But he was traveling, so he can make a distance eruv. You can make your eruv in a distance. He could have said the city and gained all the. But he didn't know the city was there. So look, is you only allowed to travel from your where you are 2,000 amas into the city. And we said before, what you do is it's not like you don't have your experts coming in. It's on Shabbos he made a shvitza. So what does he do? So he takes 2,000 average steps. And wherever it ends, that's where it ends. So who did Nami the notion Eruva Kutzliir because a person wasn't standing there, but he put his Eruv there of pass or whatever, would be the same thing. So that was what the more suggests is the answer. Okay, so let's hold it here. That's Rashi.